Shoot Me Up with a Big One, A Timeline of the Last Days of Matthew Perry. By Breitbart News on May 28, 2026. Los Angeles, AP, after a lifetime of sobriety struggles. Matthew Perry spent the last days of his life desperately seeking the ketamine that would ultimately cause his death. The 2.5-year investigation and prosecution that followed came to a close Wednesday with the sentencing of his personal assistant Kenneth Iwamisa, who bought him the drugs, gave him injections, and found him dead in the hot tub of the house they shared on October 23, 2023. The 54-year-old Friends star had told Iwamisa to shoot him up with a big one. Here's a chronological look at the end of Perry's life. Drawn from federal court documents, a medical examiner's investigation and law enforcement reports. The final month. Sometime in September of 2023, Perry asks Iwamisa to help him get illegal ketamine. Working with his regular doctor, Perry had been receiving legal ketamine treatments for depression, an increasingly common off-label use of the surgical anesthetic. But he wanted more. Perry's family members would later say they had known Iwamisa for decades and trusted him to help keep the actor sober. September 30, 2023, told by a patient that he knew a prominent person willing to pay big money for ketamine. Dr. Salvador Placencia meets with Perry and Iwamisa at their home in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood of Los Angeles. Placencia texts a doctor friend, Mark Chavez, who agrees to obtain ketamine for him. "I wonder how much this moron will pay," Placencia texts Chavez. Later the same day, Placencia returns to Perry's house, where Iwamisa pays him $4,500 in cash for 4 vials. Placencia gives Perry 2 injections, and teaches Iwamisa how to do it. October 2, 2023, Iwamisa texts Placencia seeking more ketamine, referring to it in code as Dr. Pepper. Placencia appears, gives Perry the injections, and leaves behind more vials. October 4, 2023, Iwamisa injects Perry without help for the first time. He texts the doctor that he had found the sweet spot to put the needle into his boss, but that trying different spots on Perry had led to them running out of ketamine and says they need more. Placencia texts Chavez asking if he can keep supplying the drug so they can become Perry's go-to. October 8, 2023, in a late-night meetup at a Santa Monica shopping plaza, Placencia sells Iwamisa 4 vials of ketamine for $6,000 in cash. October 10, 2023, Iwamisa drives Perry to a public parking lot in Long Beach to meet with Placencia. The doctor sells them more ketamine and gives an injection to Perry as he sits in a car. The same day, Perry asks a friend about other sources. She sends him to Eric Fleming, a licensed drug counselor she knows who has relapsed into addiction. October 11, 2023, Fleming messages Iwamisa that he can get ketamine from a dealer he knows, Jasmine Sangha, who prosecutors dubbed the ketamine queen. Fleming says she only deals with high-end and celebs. October 12, 2023, Placencia goes to Perry's house, where he is paid $21,000 in cash, some of it owed to him for previous ketamine buys. While there, he injects Perry. The actor immediately freezes up and his blood pressure spikes. The assistant said the doctor told him, "Let's not do that again." October 13, 2023, Perry gets a sample of Sangha's ketamine and tries it. He and Iwamisa ask for 25 vials of it, for which they pay $5,500 to Sangha and another $500 to Fleming. Fleming drops it off at Perry's house a day later. Around October 20, 2023, Perry receives his last legal ketamine treatment from his regular physician. The final week. October 23, 2023, Iwamisa pays $6,000 to Fleming and Sangha for 25 more vials of ketamine. October 24, 2023, Iwamisa gives Perry 6 to 8 injections, a daily dosage that would continue until the actor's death. October 25, 2023, Fleming makes a third and final delivery of another 25 vials of ketamine for another $6,000. This batch includes the fatal dose. October 27, 2023, with the supply coming from Sangha, Perry and Iwamisa had been out of touch with Placencia for about 2 weeks. Placencia texts Iwamisa, saying he had more to offer. "I know you mentioned taking a break. I have been stocking up. The final day. October 28, 2023, about 8:30 a.m. Using syringes from Placentia and ketamine from Songhe, Iwamasa gives Perry an injection. About 11 a.m., Perry plays pickleball. About 12:45 p.m., Iwamasa gives Perry his second shot of the day, and the actor begins watching a movie. About 1:30 p.m., Iwamasa gives Perry his third and final injection of the day while Perry sits in or near his backyard jacuzzi. "Shoot me up with a big one," Iwamasa remembers Perry telling him. Iwamasa leaves to run errands. About 4 p.m., Iwamasa returns home to find Perry face down in the jacuzzi. Paramedics arrive minutes later and declare Perry dead. When Iwamasa talks to police, he does not mention Perry's illegal ketamine consumption or his role in it, and hides evidence of it. Songhe and Fleming learn of Perry's death and delete their message history. The aftermath. December 15, an autopsy report is released, saying the acute effects of ketamine were the primary cause of Perry's death, with drowning as a secondary cause. January 2024, a search warrant is served at Perry and Iwamasa's home. Over the course of several interviews, the assistant admits to his role in Perry's illegal drug use. He points investigators to Fleming and gives them information on Placentia, whom they have already identified. March 2024, a search warrant is served on Fleming's sister's home, where he was staying. He gave up Songhe to prosecutors and became an essential witness along with Iwamasa. August 7, 2024, Iwamasa pleads guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine causing death. He will be sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. August 8, 2024, Fleming pleads guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine and one count of distribution of ketamine resulting in death. He will be sentenced to 2 years in prison. October 2, 2024, Chavez pleads guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine. He will get 8 months of home detention. July 23, 2025, Placentia pleads guilty to 4 counts of distribution of ketamine. He will get 2.5 years in prison. September 3, 2025, Songhe pleads guilty to 3 counts of distribution of ketamine. 1 count of using her home for a drug operation and 1 count of distribution of ketamine resulting in death. She will get 15 years in prison.